first time I've ever had a musical introduction, so thank you, Dr. Russell, very much. It's really a pleasure to have all of you here today, and Dr. Majidi mentioned just as we were beginning this whole event that the energy that seems to be around in the room, and thank you very much for being part of this and for coming and spending some time at Villanova University and with the Villanova School of Business. And let me begin by thanking Dr. Russell and the staff of VSB and the faculty for all the efforts that they put into making this event possible. And to it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of work to put all this together. So it is a pleasure to be here today. Let me just start off by saying that this year we have, if you do not know this already, we have celebrated our 175th year of our founding. January 5th. I have not been here that long, but on January 5th in 1842, there were two Augustinian friars, Thomas Kyle and Patrick Moriarty, who received the official title from the Bel Air estate to begin Villanova College. And last month, we hosted an incredible day, an activity that went on for 24 hours, or more than that. But we hosted the 1842 Day, which brought together the entire Villanova community, and it really was the entire Villanova community from around the world, to ignite change in 1,842 minutes. It was brief, but extremely powerful, and it far exceeded my expectations, and I think the expectations of a lot of people in the development office as well. But within 1,842 minutes, Villanova raised more than $6 million, and helped to surge our alumni giving rate to 30% of participation, which had more than 4,700 donors. There was an incredible amount of work that went into this, and I want to thank the people in the development, the advancement office, for they literally were up all night long calling people. And I'll share one story with you. They were trying to get the state of Montana. And trying to find a Villanova alum located in the state of Montana. It was probably 10 o'clock at night or so by the time they found this person. And they had all they had was a cell phone number. So they said, if we get him, will you talk to him? And I said, sure. So they dialed, his voicemail came on, and they just handed me the phone. And so I introduced myself. I said, I hope you know who I am. Being a Villanova alum, we're looking for somebody to donate from the state of Montana, and if you donate by such and such a time, I am happy to fly out to Montana and take you out to dinner. He immediately called back, and so I think he was screening his phone calls, and the message that he left to the development person was, tell Father I'm waiting for that dinner. So it will be my first trip to Montana, so it'll be a great opportunity for all of us. But it was a really incredible event. And as you may recall, undergraduate participation rate for the U.S. News & World Report is a very significant part of the ranking. So once again, Villanova was counted this year amongst the top 50 schools in the country. We are still on the front page. I'm very happy about that. But part of all of these activities have a way of contributing to that in one way or another. Also, in 2010, I announced a 10-year strategic plan that set a vision where we wanted Villanova to be and what we wanted to become. And being a nationally recognized university was one of the goals, and there was a host of other things that have been achieved or more on this considerable progress that we have made. In addition to our national ranking, we have continued to attract and enroll an increasingly high-achieving student body. So much has been achieved with the university since our admissions records this past year. We have passed the 7-year mark. It is the highest acceptance rate we've ever had. It is the highest admission class we have ever had, and probably the most gifted academic class we've ever had at the university. And we have also experienced tremendous success with For the Greater Great, the Villanova campaign, to ignite change. We set, at the time, at least we thought, we set a very audacious goal of raising $6 million during the course of this campaign. And today, we have not only met that goal, but we have far succeeded it with 680, I can't even get the words out, I'm so excited about it, $680 million and have been raised, and we still have 8 months to go. So don't think you're going to get out of this room without seeing me. So Villanova is really in the midst of a renaissance of some sorts, as I would like to say, and it's really been a dramatic transformation that's going on the campus. If you've had an opportunity to walk around a bit, you're walking in the midst of a huge construction project. We have the residence halls that are going on the other side of Lancaster Avenue. The bridge has been put in. The groundbreaking will take place in January for the Performing Arts Center. And you may notice if you head over towards the Mendel area that we are continuing the landscaping transformation of the university, which will be this summer and next summer. It's a two-phase project. So, but not only that, but we are also, if you wander down the road a little ways, you'll see a big hole in the pavilion. And we are in the process of renovating the pavilion, as well as doing a lot of work in Mendel Hall. So there's a lot of things going on here, and we are very excited about all of the progress that we are making in the building projects. The university has attracted an outstanding group of faculty. We have young faculty this year, over 40 of them who have come from some of the most outstanding schools, not only in the country, but around the world, who have joined the faculty and are really renowned scholars and researchers, as well as excellent teachers. And that's what we continue to try to attract here, people who are interested in furthering their discipline, but also engaging with students, particularly on the undergraduate level. And one of the occurrences that I'm most pleased to see is the awareness and the use of the Augustinian lineage that's here at the university. It is probably more palpable now on campus than it has ever been before. Our students study St. Augustine, they talk about him, they reflect on what he has said. We had the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences alumni medallion last night, and all four recipients quoted Augustine or quoted St. Thomas of Villanova. And I just sat there next to the provincial of the order, and I said, see, we are doing something good here. It's really been amazing, though. These achievements, they don't happen by chance. They are really the result of having a strategic plan that is intimately tied to our Augustinian Catholic mission. Villanova's momentum and progress on our plan are unquestionable, so much so that we've begun the process of starting a new strategic plan just ahead of schedule. Many of the things that we outlined in this present strategic plan we have achieved. So it's time to move on. It's time to look to the future. It's time to create a bold vision for Villanova down the road. And with this, new priorities will be set, new directions will be set, and I really ask all of you to support us so that we can continue to move this plan with a boldness and a determination that will be shown for the next 8 years or so. And I've asked Dr. Patrick Magidi, our provost, to really lead the day-to-day process of creating this new strategic plan. Pat has taken the provost's office. He is the first provost in Villanova. And over the last several years, he's taken this office and really expanded it into really touching every part of our academic enterprise. And he's done a fabulous job, so thank you. And you may know that his area of discipline is strategic planning. So I expect big things from him on this. But in just a few moments, he's going to share with us kind of the steps that we're taking and the plan that we are creating. The plan hasn't been created yet. We're in the process of doing that. And Pat's going to fill us in on that. We look forward to sharing it as we continue to unravel all of the needs that we have and how we put those into priorities. And the bold vision that we hope to create for Villanova. In closing, when we introduced our current strategic plan, I stated that we are stewards of Villanova University, and we must navigate the challenges, the many challenges, of a very complex and complicated global higher educational landscape. Equally important, we must stay true to our values. We must ignite the heart by inspiring our students to achieve academic excellence. We must inspire the mind by encouraging them to push the boundaries of discovery and cultivate an excitement for learning and to be revere intellectual curiosity. And we must illuminate their spirits by emphasizing service for the common good. These imperatives of our present strategic plan demanded that Villanova increase its national stature. And over the past 9 years, our community has worked very hard to elevate Villanova University to a national platform. We now stand among globally recognized institutions, and our peers are some of the most elite private and Catholic higher educational institutions in our nation. We have stepped onto a new stage. However, with the recognition comes new challenges and new opportunities, and trends facing higher education that must be part of our strategic plan. Over the last 175 years, Villanova has experienced many changes and challenges, and we will continue to do so. On this national stage, it is paramount that we embrace and protect our mission in the whirlwind of ever-changing marketplace. We need to build upon Villanova's traditional strengths, but create new paths and programs that are branded with our seal, a heart ignited by knowledge. We must continue moving forward to become what we are not yet. Thank you for joining us.